Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To Taiwan. The headlines. U.S. House Speaker Pelosi arrives in Taiwan. The headlines. Taiwan's defense ministry. Reports of China's Su-35 jets crossing Taiwan Strait are false. The headlines. U.S. must remember vow to support Taiwan, Speaker Pelosi says in the Washington Post. The headline. America's solidarity with Taiwanese people more important than ever. I welcome Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, because we're looking at why it is that Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party devoted energy and rhetoric into warning, threatening, blaming the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, prior to her now confirmed visit to Taipei, Taiwan. In 1997, we're reminded, Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich visited Taipei without the whole of the Communist Party twisting itself into knots. So who benefits, who suffers from the fairly ordinary declaration of the number third person in the U.S. government to say that we have a friend in Taiwan? Gregory, a very good evening to you. I'm trying to figure this for days, given that the Chinese PLA was not going to shoot down a U.S. aircraft carrying the number three person in the government. What was the gain for Xi Jinping, if anything? Who benefits from these threats, these firing of weapons off of little islands in a Taiwan Strait, or the buzzing of warplanes, which is fairly routine, off the Taiwan Strait? Good evening to you, Gregory.
Good evening, John. Well, it's domestic politics in the People's Republic of China. It's domestic politics in the United States that are driving this visit and the reaction to it. The first thing we have to bear in mind is that this is in the critical end stage of the run-up to the 20th Party Congress of the Chinese Communist Party, in which Xi Jinping is hoping to be re-elected as General Secretary of the party, and that would be for an unprecedented third term, which would make him the great third great thought leader within communist politics in China. So it's not a guarantee that he'll be re-elected. And everything that's been going on this year has been a real battle. He's involved in an internal civil war within the communist movement in China against his opponents, mainly the Shanghai-centered Jiang Zemin group. And he could face some humiliation in October and this, and that would dramatically change the tenor of governance in the PRC if we're not careful, or if we are careful. The reality is that Xi has been trying to control all opposition within the country and has used the zero COVID crisis management tool to suppress all opponents. But now one thing after another comes up to make him look as though he's not fully in control. And U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit just makes it look as though he's not in control. Now, why did she do it? Is she such a great supporter of Taiwan and the Republic of China? Not really, but she's doing it now because this is going to be her last big image boost before she retires as Speaker of the House of Representatives, assuming that she's going to retire with this next election and that the Democrats are going to lose control of the House of Representatives. So she needs to do something to go out on a great tide of emotion, especially as she's been facing the last few months grave allegations of corruption by herself and her husband for insider trading and the like, which has greatly enriched her family, or at least the perception that insider trading has enriched her family in San Francisco. So she needs to sweep away all of those allegations of corruption, because once she leaves office, she won't have anything more to build her legacy. So she needs to come out with a major heroic stance, which she's doing now with her visit to Taiwan. It's like doing the right thing for all the wrong reasons. But she basically, in so doing, has not only boosted her image, which is fair enough, but she's also threatened Xi Jinping's image. Xi's response to this has traditionally been one of wolf warrior diplomacy, where he comes out with such incredible bombast and threats against anybody who questions him or challenges him, that he hopes to force them to back down. Well, there was no way that Nancy could back down, and there's no way that she could win this one. So he has miscalculated on this. But what we've seen over the last year and more, particularly, is that she has made every attempt to ensure that business as usual between the West and Taiwan is regarded as somehow a threat by the West against the PRC. So the reality is that Nancy Pelosi's visit has, if you like, more or less maintained the status quo, and maybe will encourage people to continue to disregard Xi Jinping's rhetoric, and especially after the October Party Congress. If all of this, including many other things like the domestic dissent in the PRC itself, if all of this conspires to bring Xi to heel, to a degree of humility at the October Party Congress, then we will see that the opposition in the Communist Party may be able to restore the PRC to more of a market economy, which she was definitely trying to move away from.
Reuters reports Taiwan's defense ministry said late in these last hours that China was attempting to threaten key ports and cities by announcing drills around the island in the coming days. The defense ministry said in a statement that drills were aimed at psychologically intimidating Taiwan citizens, adding the armed forces had, quote, reinforced their alertness level and citizens should not worry. What is this? Is this Taipei getting involved for headlines? And what? Who is the audience for announcing drills? That seems like small beer.
Well, no. This is the Communist Party announcing the drills, and the Taiwan saying that it's going to, you know, basically protect the ports. The reality is that the PRC, presumably exercises by the PLA Navy and PLA Air Force, are not going to be able to do anything really to threaten. It's just about symbolism and the hope that people will kowtow to that. But even the fact that they've gone to that stage is almost an admission of defeat, because these are going to be fairly meaningless exercises in that regard. And by the way, the PLA has been increasing its military operations, both through pseudo Coast Guard operations and the like, around some of Taiwan-held islands right off the mainland coast in Fujian. So they've been doing that for the last couple of years. The Taiwanese Coast Guard has been really upping its game to keep PRC Coast Guard and other government boats away from Taiwanese waters. It's getting certainly to be a contact sport in that area right now. But it shows a measure of the desperation of Xi Jinping. He has thrown everything into this civil war in order to defeat his opponents in October. And I think now the world is finally waking up to the reality that Xi Jinping's victory in the October 20th Party Congress is by no means guaranteed.
So Taipei and Beijing are playing an elaborate dance with warplanes and warships and alerts, both signaling to each other, we're ready for you, but you don't anticipate contact. This is not the way you go to violence.
That's correct. I think this is not the way that the PRC goes to war. And the People's Liberation Army itself is known to be very, very nervous about the prospect of Xi committing them to a full-scale war over Taiwan, which the PLA doesn't think is worth it at this stage, and maybe a problematic war in any event, particularly as Japan has committed to defending Taiwan, and the US is committed to defending Japan, and the Australians and the like have committed to supporting the other allies within the quadrilateral alliance.
I'm glad you mentioned the quadrilateral alliance, not because the Quad is determinative, but because it, my sense, Gregory, in our conversations, ever since AUKUS was announced in the previous Australian government working with the U.S. and the United Kingdom, it's my sense that China has been acting frustrated. Is that just a perception because of the headlines, or did AUKUS really in some fashion damage their understanding of their place in Asia?
Well, I think AUKUS has the great potential to be a highly flexible and fluid strategic military alliance to contain the People's Republic of China, among other things. It's the United States under Biden has not yet really responded to the opportunity yet, although at a working level, there's no question. But the Quad itself, which is India, Japan, U.S., Australia, is a working relationship, and that's proven to be fairly solid as far as Beijing's concerned, and that's largely as much from Japan and India as anything else. India is the wild card as far as Beijing is concerned. If Beijing does make moves on Taiwan, as we've said before in this program, India will certainly make moves on the Tibetan Plateau and possibly up through Pakistani-held Kashmir and over to Afghanistan and the like to flank the People's Republic of China. So India has the great ability to take advantage of anything stupid which Xi Jinping might do militarily in the Strait of Taiwan.
I'm speaking with Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're headed to Afghanistan. There's news. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right. Sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.